broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is Liberty Roundtable Live for November the 24th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. All right, there's an article, and it's a commentary piece written in rawstory.com. And I troll the opposite side of the news from time to time because I like to watch what they're doing. And I don't know if you want to call it keep an eye on the enemy or whatever. And when I say the other side of the news, I'm talking about all of them. Fox, CNN. I don't pick sides, liberal and conservative. They're both just as bad because they both really are, as Pat Buchanan wisely pointed out with the parties, Republican and Democrat, they're really the left, right wings of the same bird of prey. And I believe that's true in the media too. Okay, you're allowed to have the left, right, as long as you stick with the paradigm, as long as you back the parties, as long as you stay within the bounds that they have kind of allowed, then, you know, you can be the left guy or the right guy. It doesn't matter because they keep you all on the reservation that way. Pardon the term. All right. They keep you all on the plantation that way. Right. And they love that. That's how they roll. That's how they work. And if you don't believe me, then why did Fox back CNN when Donald Trump went against Jim Acosta? See, they both together literally sued Donald Trump. And so you got an interesting situation as far as I can tell. Fox and CNN literally doubled down as buddies against the Donald. The Donald turned right around while they canceled the lawsuit and gave back Jim Acosta's press pass. And Donald also then fed them all Thanksgiving dinner at Mar-a-Lago. See what I mean? I'm telling you, we're being played for suckers. Anyway, Donald Trump's latest and most dangerous assault on the rule of law is an article written by rawstory.com. Let me say the headline again. Donald Trump's latest and most dangerous assault on the rule of law. And it's a big, long commentary piece that I've got to take issue with, folks. Okay, this is Propaganda Agenda 101. And I'm disappointed in Raw Story for even publishing it. And let me tell you why it's so flawed. The article says the rule of law distinguishes democracies from dictatorships. And they say the rule of law is based on three fundamental principles, and Donald Trump is violating every one of them. So you read a headline like that, and you go, man, I got to check this thing out. But you read it, and it's just pure propaganda. Let me explain why. The points that they bring up have validity. Okay? This is where fake news gets you every time. The points brought up have validity. But the way that they're brought up and the framing of the argument is what's flawed. So I can bring up three facts, and those facts are facts. They're right. But what I then do is I manipulate the story and I frame it or position it such that it's blatant false. And this is an example that I want to highlight with this Raw Story piece here. Donald Trump's latest and most dangerous. So, the latest suggests that, you know what, he repeatedly violates the rule of law. And the premise is that Donald does it, but the Republicans don't, the Democrats don't, Hillary doesn't. It's Donald that does. It's his latest and most dangerous, as if it's not done all the time by both sides of the aisle. See, that's the first fundamental flaw, is that you isolate someone and say they've done it. Well, there's some truth that Donald's done some of it. But there's also truth that they have continually. In fact, it's the Republicans and the Democrats in bed together that have set the stage to violate the law and to circumvent checks and balances throughout history. Let's not isolate Donald and act like Donald's doing it and the rest are law-abiding good folks that understand. So Donald Trump's latest, and now they say most dangerous, assault on the rule of law. What is the rule of law in America, folks? Do you know? Is it defined by the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, by liberals, conservatives, defined by the Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader? Who decides what the rule of law is? And I got an answer for you. You ready? The supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, is the rule of law. So anytime these people want to talk about, hey, the latest and most dangerous assault on the rule of law, well, you know what? The Federal Reserve System is a dangerous assault on the rule of law, big time. And you don't hear the Democrats or Ross Story or any of these people howling about that. The Federal Reserve is probably one of the greatest assaults on the rule of law ever known to man. It's dishonest money. Every single transaction we engage in the United States right now that doesn't use gold or silver, constitutional currency, honest wage and measures, is in blatant assault on the rule of law. Same thing with the pro-death agenda of the abortion mills. Okay? The whole purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property. Abortion mills don't protect life. They literally murder the most innocent among us, and these people run around and talk about an assault on the rule of law. It's an assault on God's law. Thou shalt not kill, right? So these people have the audacity to run around and say, you know, Donald Trump's latest and most dangerous assault on the rule of law. Well, then they lie again, even in their subheadline. It says this: the rule of law distinguishes democracies from dictatorships. And it's based on three fundamental principles. Donald Trump's violating every one of them. Wait a minute, who decides what three principles? I get that the principles they articulate are correct, but I don't think those are the three defining principles. I find a whole lot more than three. I look at the 10 amendments to the Constitution called the Bill of Rights as one of them. I wouldn't say that's three, that's 10. And I also would look at the Constitution and I would say that, you know what, we have two different divisions in America. We've got the horizontal and the vertical divide of power into three branches, right? So I don't know that you could say there's just three, but they make you believe there's three and they decide what those three are. That's another fundamental flaw. The next fundamental flaw, though, is they say this is what separates democracies from dictatorships. That isn't true. Number one, for these ignoramuses over there at Raw Story, we don't have a democracy. Did you know that? We don't have a democracy, all right? Let's be very, very clear. We don't have a democracy, okay? Now, I got an email from a group called Right and Free. And Right and Free said, hey, why don't you, Sam, sign the Manhattan Declaration? Sign the Manhattan Declaration. Well, I looked at the Manhattan Declaration, and it's supposed to be a Christian document created in 2009, right? Please see the special message from our sponsor, the email says. So, you know, it's already kind of an advertising thing. But anyway, it says, as followers of Christ, no matter our denomination, we believe that God desires for his people to be a blessing to the world and a force for renewal. It was for this reason that nearly a decade ago, the Manhattan Declaration was written to unite all Christians behind the core biblical principles that will bring life and hope to our nation and to our world. So I ask you to join thousands of our fellow believers in taking a stand and signing the Manhattan Declaration. In doing so, you are affirming the sanctity of every human life. You are standing up for the belief in a marriage being an institution between man, one man and one woman. And you are professing your commitment to the inherent right of religious freedom for all. If you agree, I hope you'll take the time to sign the Manhattan Declaration today, Sam. All right. Anyway, I appreciate it. John Shaughnessy is who sent this to me. But here's the problem I have with it. So I thought, well, I'm interested in all that. That makes good sense to me. I ought to sign this dude, right? But I go look at the Manhattan Declaration, and it first off starts talking about promoting democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if the people over at Ross Story know. I don't know if the Republicans and the Democrats know. I don't know if Barack Obama knows. I don't know if George Bush knows. I don't know if Bill Clinton knows. I don't know if Donald Trump knows. I don't know who knows and who doesn't, but I'm telling you right now, we don't have a democracy. Okay? This is very simple. If you don't believe me, pledge allegiance to the United States of America, and you'll see we do not have a democracy. And so I'm not going to sign the Manhattan Declaration. I think a lot of it's really good. The desire to promote pro-life, the desire to let people worship how, where, or what they may, the desire to have one man, one woman marriages. I support it all. But the second you start talking about let's promote, back, protect, focus on this democracy idea, I disagree, folks. I don't agree. And I will never agree because we don't have a democracy. So they say the rule of law distinguishes democracies from dictatorships, and it's based on three fundamental principles. Donald Trump violates all of them. I don't agree with that. The rule of law does not distinguish between a democracy and a tyranny, right? The rule of law does not separate democracies from dictatorships. It's just blatantly, ignorantly false. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
You got to ask yourself, what's the difference in a republic and a democracy? Right? And this is critical. How is a republic and a democracy different? Right? A republic versus a democracy. How come everybody in America runs around saying, our democracy, our democracy? Don't they understand we have a republic, not a democracy? Republic versus democracy. What's the difference, huh? I think it's important to understand and focus on. Because our founding fathers said, you have a republic if you can keep it. Okay. The Pledge of Allegiance says we have a republic. What do we have? Right? You look at the United States Constitution, and you got to understand there's a massive difference. A massive difference in our political system. If you want to understand the basics, let's talk about it. We are moving more and more and more from a republic to a democracy, by the way. Right? The concept of a democracy, folks, in a, quote, pure democracy, all citizens who are eligible to vote take a, quote, equal part in the process of making laws that govern them. In a pure direct democracy, the citizens as a whole have the power to make all laws at the ballot box. Today, some United States empower their citizens to make laws through a form of direct democracy known as the ballot initiative. Now, again, I think they kind of pervert that. I can get to that in a minute because I think that the ballot initiative is one of the checks and balances of a republic. Nevertheless, they say the majority primarily does rule and the minority has little or no power. The concept of democracy can be traced back to like 500 BC in Athens, Greece. A democracy turns out oftentimes to be a mobocracy. They vote on every law. The majority has a total rights over freedoms. The concept of a republic is vastly different, folks. In a republic, the people elect representatives to make the laws, and an executive to enforce those laws. Now, the majority, to some degree, still rules in the selection of their representatives, but there are inalienable, God-given rights that are protected. In other words, we want to protect the majority, I'm sorry, the minority from the arbitrary whims of the majority. So, in other words, the United States functions completely different than a democracy. You have senators and representatives who represent us. And the Constitution is the official charter or the guidelines or the rule of law that governs these checks and balances. Right? So you got to ask, is the United States of America a republic or a democracy? Huh? The republic is not a democracy. Now, some say that a republic and a democracy can never coexist in the same form of government. That's not true. Okay, I get that republics have a component of democracy in them. I understand that fundamental principle. But I also understand that a pure democracy is disaster, and to refer to our country as a democracy is a disgrace, and it is not honest or true. It isn't true. We don't have a democracy. You say, well, Sam, there's democratic principles. I agree there are. But they are tempered with a variety of factors. One, the charter called the United States of America, the rule of law. Okay, that says, you know what? There's some democratic principles that apply here, but there's a system of checks and balances, not only vertical, but horizontal as well, that prevent our republic from ever becoming a democracy and from ever even having too much democracy style influence on the rule of law. So a democracy says the people, if they rule it, can rule out religion. Can rule out the free exercise of religion. If the majority wants that, fine. There's no way to stop that. But a republic says, no, 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 no. God is at the helm, not government. This is the unique flavor of a republic known as the United States of America. Hey, people have the right to worship however or what they may. We also have this idea that government creates our laws and is the great lawgiver, not government whims. Not by the majority of the people, a democracy, or the majority of one, a king or a monarch. Not the majority of the few, right? Not even a theocracy where religious rule, religious authority rules. Not even that. All these different forms of government were rejected by the founding fathers because they understood that each one of them had their own inherent troubles, evils. And so they said, listen, we want to create a system that prevents any of those from garnering too much authority or power. We don't want communism. We don't want fascism. We don't want socialism. We don't want democracy. We don't want theocracy. We don't want monarchy. We don't want those things. We know that every one of them has their own caveats of despair and discouragement and destruction that allows the government to go from a defensive role to an offensive role. Instead of the government being a proper role of limited government designed to make sure the vacuum doesn't get filled with a greater despot, we want to create this unique style of government that prevents all those things. So they did. The founders did. But they used the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. They understood that God, not government, is at the helm, or the leadership, if you will. They understood that unalienable rights within the people come from God. They understood that there must be an element of democracy and an element of a, I don't want to say king, we call it a president or an executive. We understand the legislative process, representative government. We understand the separation of powers where we have courts that are separate from the legislative branch, that are separate from the executive branch. We understand that the states have their own sovereignties and that certain rights or authorities are delegated to the states by the people and to the federal government by the people. We understand that the federal government had very limited defined scope of authority, very powerful, but very limited in its application, and that the states had much more broad authority, that there were checks and balances in the system to make sure that nobody got too much power. And the states are in mirroring of the federal government in the three different branches. You've got the governor, which is the executor, like the president. You've got the legislative state legislatures. You've got legislative courts, district courts, etc. Okay, you've got the same division across three branches of government. The fourth branch is the people, respectively. So this element of democracy is very, very, very limited and very, very chained down intentionally by the founding fathers because they knew democracy was disaster. Well, anyway, I digress. Well, Michelle Malkin just emailed me and told me what she was thankful for. Thank you, Michelle. I agree. I'm thankful for a lot of the things you are, too. Anyway, but it's a lie to say we're a democracy. So is the United States a republic or democracy? It is a constitutional republic, not just even a republic. It's a constitutional republic, which means we have a supreme law of the land. That is the Constitution. It is the blueprint for liberty. It is replete with the checks and balances that separate us from a democracy, that insulate us from democracy, big time. It is the guideline that, with the Declaration of Independence, highlights that God's at the helm, not government. A very unique, unique, unique form of government that had never been tried before in the history of the world. The founders called it a grand experiment. But it was proven successful when we obey the principles. Now that we've abandoned many of the principles and violated and circumvented many of the checks and balances, we have nothing but trouble in the country. And we have people running around like Raw Story, supposedly the gatekeepers of the news, that are so ignorant they think we have a democracy. All right, well, I'm not going to sign the Manhattan Declaration because it thinks we have a democracy as well. But they say Donald Trump's latest and most dangerous assault on the rule of law. They say the rule of law distinguishes democracies from dictatorships. False as can all be. Here's the three areas in which they say the president shouldn't be able to do things, and they're half right and half wrong. The first, they say, is that no person is above the law, not even the president. I agree. Nobody should be above the law in America. Not even the news folks. They say, which means a president cannot stop an investigation into his illegal acts. Well, that's not true. The president can stop illegal investigations. The Constitution lays out what needs to happen if the president's violating the law, not the whims of some partisan politics organization or news cycle.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, lie, lie. And then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voting for it.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, time's flying, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, so we don't have a democracy. Raw Story's got it all wrong. What a dishonest reality check. They say no person's above the law, not even the president. Now, that's factual. That's true. Okay, but there are not whims of politicians or agendas of the media that dictate how the president is or how he should be dealt with, right? All right, so I disagree with this. There are ways that the Constitution defines if the president's out of line, how we can handle it. We're not going about it that way. We're just creating allegations and allegations and allegations and investigations and investigations and investigations. But we need to double down and say, is the president guilty of treason, high crimes and misdemeanors? Has the president done something wrong which deserves impeachment? If so, there's a process in the supreme law of how to go about it. That's the way of a republic, not a democracy. We're trying to treat it like a democracy in the court of public opinion. We're trying to use the media to foment that agenda. It's a lie. It's dishonest. It's wrong. Shame on you, Raw Story. The second one is they say that a president cannot prosecute political opponents or critics. That's not true. That's an absolute blatant lie. The president has executive authority and the Justice Department works for the president. They say decisions about whom to prosecute for alleged, quote, criminal wrongdoing must be made by prosecutors who are, listen, independent of politics. There's no such thing as a prosecutor that's independent of politics, folks. What you got is Congress then literally highlights whoever they want, puts together this supposed independent group, and attacks the president, takes it out of the constitutional realm. Congress has the responsibility, if there's wrongdoing by the president, to rein in the president, not some third-party group or investigative team or some group that pretends that they don't have an agenda or a dog in the fight. That's a lie. A president cannot prosecute political opponents or critics. Yes, he can. And the Congress can also rein in the president. There's checks and balances. The president should rein in Congress. Congress should rein in the president. Both of them should rein in the courts and vice versa. The third lie they tell, it's got some truth to it, but it's not exactly accurate. A president must be respectful of the independence of the judiciary. But you've got a situation where Congress has made the judiciary less and less and less independent, more politically driven over time. So I don't agree with the Raw Story article at all. I think it's dishonest. It's not genuine. It's sad. First off, we have a republic, not a democracy. Right? The United States is a republic. Not a democracy, right? Understand that. I don't want to sign the Manhattan Declaration because they think we're a democracy too. Donald Trump's latest and most dangerous assault on the rule of law, they say. They say the rule of law distinguishes democracies from dictatorships. That's a lie. Okay? We need to rely on the checks and balances that made America great and the Constitution, folks. Not on the whims of these political bureaucrats that want to have these independent investigations that nobody can control. They say they're independent of politics, but they're politically driven as all get out. If you don't believe me, what about all the memos and the text messages between these people that are Clintonites, that hate Donald, that work for the FBI and the CIA? What about all those people? They're politically driven as all get out, folks. Their texts prove it. All right. I digress. Julian Assange is in the news, too, and I want to talk about him before the end of this hour here. Julian Assange, believe it or not, has been secretly indicted in federal court in Virginia. Listen, prosecutors accidentally reveal. Let me say that again. Julian Assange has been secretly indicted in a federal court in Virginia. Prosecutors accidentally reveal. Now, Donald Trump was asked, hey, what's going on with this? Should Julian Assange be allowed to go free? Donald Trump says, I don't know anything about Julian Assange. That's according to the Washington Examiner. But the United States is preparing to indict WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. There's a secret criminal case filed by the Trump administration. Now, what gives with all this, folks? And the answer is, I don't know the truth, but I think Donald Trump's being less than genuine about this, right? Now, on the campaign trail, Donald Trump talked about WikiLeaks over and over and over, literally over 41 times on the campaign trail. Some say 141. I don't know the real number, but I know it's massive. Donald Trump said he loved WikiLeaks, how awesome they were and all this stuff, right? He even said if the Russians can find the lost emails, good for them. The media would be delighted to receive such, right? Donald doubled down in promotion of and in defense of WikiLeaks. Listened to the president on the campaign trail.
This just came out. WikiLeaks, I love WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks.
Hold on. WikiLeaks, I love WikiLeaks.
This just came out. WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. And WikiLeaks.
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 WikiLeaks. That came out on WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks. Boy, I love reading those WikiLeaks.
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 WikiLeaks, right? WikiLeaks.
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 That's WikiLeaks.
Did you see on WikiLeaks? On WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks.
And WikiLeaks.
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 Everywhere he's talking about WikiLeaks. 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 Now Julian Assange is in trouble. Donald says he knows nothing about it. So just a couple of days ago, he was asked. Here it is.
I don't know anything about him, really. I don't know much about him. I really don't. Go ahead. Say it.
There you have it. Donald Trump says he doesn't know much about Julian Assange. They said, should Julian Assange go free? Why are they asking the question? Because there's a secret indictment that got inadvertently reported or talked about. Right? Julian Assange has been secretly indicted in federal court in Virginia. Prosecutors accidentally reveal. Donald Trump says, I don't know anything about Julian Assange. But he's facing a secret criminal indictment by the Trump administration. So let me ask you, if Donald doesn't know anything about WikiLeaks and Julian, the founder, then why did Donald talk about WikiLeaks so much on the campaign trail? Tell you how much he loved him, loved him, loved him, loved him. There's either a snafu in that he loved him and he shouldn't have. In other words, he's telling you he loves a group he knows nothing about. Is that very responsible? The president of the United States of America, huh? Or he knows plenty about him, but now he's lying and says, I don't know much about him. Maybe he knows a lot about WikiLeaks, but not about the founder. But here's the question. They've been trying to literally indict and force Julian Assange to come back to the United States since 2010, ladies and gentlemen. I kid you not. This isn't like a recent phenomenon. So if Donald's on the campaign trail, if Donald's this big political figure that's tapped in, very savvy about politics, he should have been watching Julian Assange since 2010. 2010 to 2016, Julian's been publishing information. And in 2016, Donald's running around saying how much he loves him over and over and over and over. And now his administration has a secret indictment of Julian Assange, and the president doesn't know much about it. Well, the president then doesn't know much about what his swamp monsters are doing, does he? Because they're indicting Julian. They're trying to. Know what? Julian's in England in a special embassy there, given special privilege to live and kind of political, I don't know if you call it detention or protection. It's a little bit of both, it seems to me. Nevertheless, Donald's saying he doesn't know anything about it, but his own administration's pressing charges against Julian. This is why at the Freedom Coalition, we say we really need to dig into this and help President Trump. He just doesn't know what he's talking about. The question that you got to ask yourself is Julian Assange, a freedom fighter, a whistleblower that deserves a kudos, or is he a criminal and involved in hacking and in bed with the Russians and an enemy of the people? What's the truth on Julian? Well, if you ask Donald of Campaign Trail, Donald, he loves WikiLeaks. He loves what Julian Assange founded. 6 years after their kind of debut in 2010, so to speak. And now his administration is literally prosecuting Julian secretly. We get wind of it due to a mistake made by the prosecution team. They inadvertently let us know about it. And now Donald says he knows nothing about him. He doesn't know really anything about it. My question to Donald is this. Do you need to come and hang out with Sam Bushman, my friend, so that you can learn about them? Because it's really important that you know, sir. Right? I'm going to play from Democracy Now. Now, I don't even know how a talk show like that in America can exist. How about Republic Now? Anyway, Democracy Now! Breaks it down and interviews Julian Assange. I got a cut from it that you need to hear. We'll talk about that and the president. And there's no innocence, or there's no freedom with innocence in prison in seconds.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sam Bushman, LibertyRoundtable.com, our website, LibertyNewsRadio.com, our syndicator. Donate to both, would you please? So we're talking about Julian Assange. Is he a freedom fighter, a patriot, a whistleblower that deserves nothing but a kudos? Or is he an enemy of the people? And you got to answer that for yourself. And I personally don't believe that we could just simply say that kind of a fundamental statement. The reporter that asked Donald Trump, should Julian Assange go free? That's a trap statement, in my opinion. We need to look at every case, every circumstance differently. Is hacking into the Democratic Party and stealing emails and publishing them, is that against the law? What about an idea that maybe that Julian Assange did not hack in? Maybe the information was given to him. Right? We don't know. And that's part of the problem here. So, but I believe in the whistleblowing idea. I, for the most part, Julian Assange is far from perfect. And I don't agree with everything he does, but he's done a lot of good. Because the question becomes not only what's the line for somebody who is a whistleblower, what can they release, what can't they release? Governments forever have been basically, and big corporations, by the way, too, they've been forever creating these non-compete, non-disclosure agreements that are literally dishonest as all get out. And you literally, by agreeing to these agreements, the way they're so tightly written by high-powered attorneys, to where even if there's criminal activity going on, you can't report it, even though the law requires you to report it. I mean, it's crazy. Crazy. So, you know, I support Julian, and I support transparency more than secrecy. And we found out a lot about Hillary and a lot about criminal activity and a lot about colluding with the Russians and a lot about a lot of things by a lot of people. But Donald, in my opinion, is not honest. He's not telling you that he knows plenty about Julian Assange. If he doesn't, why is his administration literally trying to indict Julian? He needs to learn more about it before an indictment would come down. If he does know about it and he's saying that he doesn't to the press, that's a problem. So dishonesty is at the helm here. Now, Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone are in trouble because they say that, hey, maybe Julian Assange worked with them. And did they get it straight from the Russians, or where do they get the information? And Julian and so far, Jerome Corsi and so far, Roger Stone saying they're not going to incriminate themselves, not going to give the details. But listen to this Democracy Now! Report on Julian Assange. Now, I don't believe in Democracy Now! We don't have a democracy. Nevertheless, the talk show had some interesting tidbits as they interviewed Julian Assange that I found and thought you would find them interesting as well. Here it is.
WikiLeaks activity before the 2016 election is also still generating headlines. Just before the Democratic National Convention last July, WikiLeaks published 20,000 internal emails from the Democratic National Committee. Within 2 days, the head of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, resigned her post in part because the emails showed the DNC worked behind the scenes to discredit and defeat Bernie Sanders, who is challenging Hillary Clinton for the nomination.
Now, let me stop you there and say, all right, is it wrong to hack in or to get these emails and publish them? Maybe. But is it wrong for them to work behind the scenes to prevent, what was it? They worked behind the scenes to do what?
To discredit and defeat Bernie Sanders.
If you work behind the scenes in the Democratic National Committee to defeat one candidate over another in a primary. It's literally election fraud, ladies and gentlemen, and you cannot deny that. So is it worse that Julian hacked in and got the truth, or is it worse that they're committing election fraud? I don't see anybody going to jail for election fraud. But now Julian's going to be indicted by the president's team, and the president knows nothing about Julian but praised him hundreds of times on the campaign trail. Something's wrong, folks.
Who is challenging Hillary Clinton for the nomination. Less than 3 months later, WikiLeaks began publishing internal emails from Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta. Soon, Donald Trump was praising WikiLeaks on the campaign trail.
This just came out. This just came out. WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
Between October 7th and Election Day, WikiLeaks would go on to publish 20,000 of Podesta's emails, generating a rash of negative stories about the Clinton campaign.
Think about that. So the media ran with it when it was giving them ratings. Nobody had a problem with reporting on Julian's information. The media loved it. Donald loved it. Everybody but Hillary loved it. But now we find that, well, I always say there's no liberty with innocence in prison. And is Julian Assange perfect? Is Jerome Corsi perfect? Is Roger Stone perfect? No, they're not. Many of them are political tricksters. Roger Stone himself is a self-admitted political trickster, right? But I'm telling you, the rule of law distinguishes democracies from dictatorships is a lie. The rule of law sets a republic, a constitutional republic, on a unique path of protection from tyranny and protection from dissolving into anarchy. Nobody's above the law, not even the president. I agree. But are we going to literally let Hillary and the Democratic National Committee literally commit vote fraud? We've got documentation that they literally shut down Bernie Sanders. Now, I'm not a fan of Bernie. I think he's a socialist, and I think he's out of control. He's worse than Hillary, if that's possible. But nevertheless, I'm not for the vote fraud that took place in that primary at all. And what vote fraud then went in along the way to the latest elections, huh? We ought to be looking into the Democratic National Committee to see what happened in the midterm elections of recent. Okay? But Julian Assange has been now secretly indicted, but we're not going to indict Hillary. In fact, it turns out that Donald was going to look into Hillary, look into some of this stuff, but his attorneys detoured him. The swamp just told him, don't do it. It'll be bad for you, Donald, if you do. And Donald backed off, dutifully backed off. And now Donald, after praising WikiLeaks up and down for literally years, now comes back and says, hey, there's a secret indictment from my administration to Julian, and I don't even know what it's about. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about Julian Assange, writes the Washington Examiner and documents the soundbite we just played. Donald doesn't know anything about it. Wow. What's up with that? So I've got a big problem here. When we look at the freedomcoalition.com, no innocence or no liberty with innocence in prison. Is Julian going to come back and get indicted and go to prison and Hillary's going to run around free? I don't know if Julian did anything wrong because I don't know what tactics were used and I don't know how he got his information. But I know this. For the most part, I promote transparency. And for the most part, I support whistleblowers. And no doubt, the truth shall make us free. And you know what? The Republican and Democratic National Committees have been committing election fraud and behind-the-scenes manipulations for a long time. And the Democrats got caught with their hand in the cookie jar by Julian Assange. And now Donald is going after Julian and not after Hillary, not after Debbie Wasserman Schultz, not after the Democratic committee members who committed this fraud and this crime. And the Trump administration is not willing to dig in to find out about Seth Rich's murder. Maybe Seth Rich willingly gave this information to people. We don't know. Again, we're shutting down all avenues to discover the truth. We're literally secretly attacking Julian Assange, the whistleblower. We're literally doubling down on we said we loved WikiLeaks as the president. Now we say we don't really know much about it now. People are calling out Donald, rightfully so, for the disingenuous nature of both of those statements. I love WikiLeaks. They're incredible. I love to read WikiLeaks. Did you see this just coming out on WikiLeaks over and over and over? We're going to lock up Hillary. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to drain the swamp. We're going to. And now we have a secret indictment against Julian Assange. His days in the embassy in England might be over, right? Is he going to be forced back to the United States and tossed in the clink right near our buddy Steve Stockman? See, Steve tried to take on the IRS, by the way. If you want to look at the IRS, it's as abusive as all get out. The checks and balances of the supreme law of the land should say no person's above the law, not even the president. And that means not even the IRS, not Lois Lerner, not Hillary Clinton, not the Democratic National Committee, none of them. Okay, is it a dictatorship to have an IRS? Well, it's bordering on one, I'll tell you that right now, because the IRS literally rolls all into one judge, jury, and executioner like you've never seen. And you know what? They say that a president cannot prosecute political opponents or critics. Do you know that presidents of the United States, like Barack Obama, have joked about sicking the IRS on people? Ha, real funny. But then it's turned out that they've really done it. They've really done it. And there's no accountability. No one goes to jail. There's no accountability. Where's the indictments against Barack Hussein Obama for literally joking about sicking the IRS on people virtually at the same time Lois Lerner got busted for doing just that? Well, I shouldn't say busted. She got outed. Nothing happened to her. This is what I'm talking about. A democracy means that the elite think that they control everything and they can literally influence the masses via the media and dishonesty into doing whatever they want. Vote fraud if they have to, whatever. And that you and I are supposed to take it. We need to double down and reject the idea of a democracy, back the idea of a constitutional republic, and literally hold these people accountable via the rule of law. But I'm afraid Donald is literally going after Julian Assange now by claiming he knows nothing about it. Doesn't it make you sick, folks? Doesn't it make you absolutely sick? Trump, I don't know anything about Julian Assange, but he loves WikiLeaks. How does that work? Julian Assange founded WikiLeaks. We need to really sit down with President Trump and educate him on these things if he really does not know. Poor guy's getting just absolutely waterboarded by the swamp. He wants to stand up and create accountability, and the swamp waterboards him to where Donald just melts down in caves and goes, okay, hey. We need to stand up, folks. We need honesty and integrity and transparency and accountability, and we need the rule of law. We need the checks and balances afforded us by the supreme law of the land. We need to turn to our God in prayer and then get up and go to work to create accountability. People are not leaving this wonderful country. People are coming to it in droves. Just look at the Tijuana border if you don't believe me. What a disaster. Donald Trump trying to say we ought to have legal people come into the United States, not illegal. And good for President Trump. I hope he doesn't cave on this either. Now, there's a unique guy who just became an American citizen, and he's so happy, so excited. English rock star Billy Idol. You know, I'm going to have a white wedding. That guy, right? But English rock star Billy Idol celebrates becoming a United States citizen. Did you see that? Amazing. Good news. Now, do you think he went to our border threatening America, climbing fences? You think that's how Billy Idol became a United States citizen? No, ladies and gentlemen. He chose the legal way. And he is so happy to be part of the freest, greatest country on the face of the earth. Who's telling you about that one? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, there is no liberty with innocence in prison. We better defend Julian Assange. I'm not telling you the guy's perfect, but he is a whistleblower. And if there's anybody guilty, I want to get to the bottom of it. I want everyone to have due process, including Julian Assange. But a secret indictment by the Donald who claims he knows nothing about it does not impress me. How about you? What a disgrace. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips with Liberty Roundtables live or on demand at libertyroundtable.com, syndicated by libertynewsradio.com. Donate and get involved in the solutions today, would you please? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.